Retro Rave Session. Rag a cut route in Ableton Live 12. Intermediate level. Today we're building that classic jungle and 90s rave rag a vocal workflow. Quick shouts, rewinds, little stutters, and those hype phrases that glue a drum and bass loop together. The whole idea is consistency and speed. We're going to process vocals through a shared bus so everything has the same tape attitude. Then we'll resample, slice, and play the cuts like an instrument. You'll end up with a reusable setup, a ragga bus, a print track, and a slice rack you can drop into any DNB session. Before we start, quick mindset. Ragga cuts should answer the drums, not compete with them. If your breaks are already busy, the vocal needs to be tight, intentional, and placed like percussion. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to a DNB-friendly range, 170 to 175 BPM. I like 174 for that classic roll. For vocal clips, set your default warp mode to Complex or Complex Pro. Complex Pro is especially helpful if you pitch things and still want intelligibility. Then make yourself a simple 16-bar foundation. Nothing too precious. Get a tight break. Add a punchy kick and snare layer if you need it. Sketch a Reese or wobble bass, and a little atmosphere like noise or a pad so you're not working in a vacuum. The vocal cuts are going to sit on top of this, so you want the groove established. Step 1. Choose and prep a ragga sample. Drag a ragga vocal or dancehall MC phrase onto an audio track and name it Ragga Raw. In clip view, turn warp on. Set the SAG BPM roughly correct. It doesn't have to be perfect, we just want the phrase to behave. Pick your warp mode depending on the sample. Complex Pro for phrases and longer lines, tones for short one-shots where you want stability. Now tighten timing, but do it like surgery, not like quantize. This is a huge difference. Instead of dropping a warp marker on every syllable, start by moving the start marker, so the phrase lands better, then use only one or two warp markers around the most important consonants. The P, K, and T sounds are your anchors. Line those up to 1/8 or 1/16 grid points and the phrase will suddenly feel like it's part of the beat. Here is a quick vibe move. Pitch the clip down 3 to 7 semitones. That instantly gives you darker jungle authority. If it gets too slow and muddy, don't panic. That's where Complex Performance can help later. Step 2. Build the ragga bus on a return track. Create return track and rename it ragga bus. This is the unifying glue. Every cut that hits this bus will sound like it came from the same rave tape. First device, EQ8. High bass around 120 to 200 Hz to get rid of rumble and proximity junk. Then, if the vocal is stabbing your ears, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz, maybe 2 to 5 dB. And if you want some air, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz. Keep it tasteful, because we're about to add distortion and that can exaggerate highs fast. Next, roar or saturator if you want simpler. Start with a soft clip or warm style. Drive somewhere around 4 to 10 dB, but watch your output. We want density, that radio shout thickness, not random clipping. Then add a compressor, ratio 4 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so consonants still punch. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you're getting roughly 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the loud parts. This is a control move, not a brick wall. After that, redux for subtle grit. Downsample maybe 2 to 6. Bit reduction very low, like 0 to 2. Blend carefully. Redux is one of those devices that goes from nice texture to what happened to my vocal in about half a millimeter. Then echo for dubby throws. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz so it stays dark and doesn't clutter your break. Dry slash wet around 10 to 20%. And we'll automate higher for special moments. Then reverb, small to medium size. Decay around 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the vocal stays forward. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 7 to 10 kHz. Keep the mix low, 8 to 15%. Fast music hates long smeary tails unless you're doing a deliberate throw. Coach tip. Add a utility at the very end of the ragga bus as a safety fader. Pull it down so your loudest shouts on the return channel peak around -8 to -6 dBFS. This lets you push distortion harder upstream, and you won't accidentally explode your mix when two slices overlap. Now, on the Ragga Raw track, send to return A. Start around -12 to -6 dB of send level. You're aiming for presence, not washing out the vocal. Step 3. Create a print or resample track. This is the core technique. Create a new audio track named Ragga Print. Set Automo front to resampling. Important note, Resampling records the master output, so it's powerful, but it's also easy to accidentally print your whole mix. If you want to keep it clean, here are two approaches. The quick method is to solo Ragger raw while you print, making sure you still hear the bus processing. The cleaner method is dedicated capture routing. Make an audio track called Ragga Capture and set audio from to a group or track that contains only your Ragga path. Then monitor in and record. The goal is zero risk of accidentally printing drums and bass. Arm your print track. Now record a few passes on purpose as palettes. Do one normal phrase, one pitch down, maybe five semitones with a bit heavier saturation, and one pass where you automate echo and reverb for big dub throws at the end of words. Think of this as building a small library from one vocal line. Extra coach note, print in stages to stay flexible. Your first print can be mostly corrective, EQ and light compression so it's clean and controlled. Slice and arrange with that. Then once your timing is locked, do a second print where you get creative with roar, redux, and throws. That way you're not trying to edit a super wet echo tail every time you move a syllable. Step 4. Slice the printed audio into playable cuts. Take the best printed clip on Ragga Print. Right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Try slicing by transient first. If the algorithm gets weird, switch to 1/8 or 1/16 for more controlled chops. Now you've got a drum rack where each slice is a pad. This is where the workflow turns into performance. Open a slice in Simpler and set it to one shot. Add a tiny fade in, 1 to 3 milliseconds, to kill clicks. Add a fade out, maybe 5 to 20 milliseconds depending on the tail. And nudge the start point so the consonant hits exactly where you want it. In D&B, the start point matters more than almost anything else for perceived tightness. Another pro move, use choke groups. If you've got related slices like reo and ind, put them in the same choke group so they cut each other off. This prevents messy overlap and makes your cuts feel intentional, like a DJ-style edit rather than a pile of samples. Step 5. Program Ragga cuts like a junglist. We're working in 16 bars. The arrangement logic is simple. Tease, announce, answer. Then get busy right before the loop turns. Bars 1 to 8. Minimal cuts. Just enough to establish character. Bar 9. The drop. One strong phrase. Select a. Pull up. Whatever your hero hit is. Bars 9 to 12. Call and response with the snare. Bars 13 to 16. A little more density, and a rewind-style fill or stutter moment to signal a switch-up. Here are practical placement ideas. Put a cut on beat 1 to announce. Put one on beat 3 to answer the snare energy. And put one in the last 8th note before a bar change to create transitions. For stutters, don't overdo it. A 1/16 retrigger for one beat is classic, and very velocity. If every hit is identical, it sounds like a plug-in demo, not a tape moment. Also try adding a subtle groove from the groove pool, ideally extracted from a breakbeat. Keep it gentle, 10 to 20% strength, just to make the vocal sit inside the drum grammar. And here's an arrangement upgrade concept. The rule of three. In each 8-bar block, pick 3 hero moments. One announcer hit at the start of a phrase, one snare answer in the middle, and one transition marker at the end of bar 4 or 8. Everything else should be little ghosts, filtered throws, or silence. Speaking of silence, microsilences are powerful. Before a key phrase, mute the vocal for a 1/16 or 1/8. That tiny void makes the next shout feel twice as loud without any extra compression. Step 6. Reprint the final performance as a single stem. Once your MIDI chops feel right, route that sliced track through the same Ragga bus, so the whole performance shares the same tone. Then record again to Ragga Print, or make a new track called Ragga Stem. Capture 8 to 16 bars. After recording, consolidate the best section with CMD or Control plus J. Now you've got one mix-ready Ragga stem you can treat like any other audio. Reverse a word, stretch tails, slam into the drop, or cut it hard for impact. Workflow tip here, when you're happy, freeze and flatten the print or the stem, not the raw track. That keeps your editing responsive while locking the final sound decisions. Step 7. Retro rave arrangement moves. Let's do a few classic tricks. First, the pre-drop radio mute. Put an auto filter on the full mix or drum bus, and automate a high-pass sweep up into the pre-drop. Then kill the filter on the downbeat. Instant rave tension. Second, the rewind illusion. Take a printed pull-up and pair it with a short vinyl stop sound if you have one. On the printed audio clip, automate pitch down quickly over about 200 to 400 milliseconds. Add a short echo tail, filtered dark. Then cut the drums for one beat and slam back in with a crash and a sub drop. You don't need a full DJ rewind to sell the moment. You just need the cue and the gap. Third, the one bar raga fill at bar 16. Stutter a word, then leave a quarter beat of silence before the next section. That silence is the punch. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwarp your vocal. Too many warp markers gives you that watery, synthetic artifact. Use fewer, smarter anchors. Don't drown fast drums in long reverb. Keep tails short or automate throws only. Watch the 2 to 5 kHz zone, because that's where snares crack and vocals bite. If they fight, it'll feel messy. EQ the bus, and be careful with resampling. If you're printing the master by accident, you'll end up committing drums and bass into your vocal print, which makes later edits painful. That's why the bus-only capture routing is such a good habit. Pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. Try pitch plus formant. Pitch down 5 semitones, but in Complex Pro, nudge formants up slightly so the words stay readable. Try parallel destruction. Duplicate the raga bus as a second return and make it filthy with harder roar and more redux. Then only send certain hero cuts to it. That gives you contrast without clutter. You can also sidechain the raga stem to the snare very subtly. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack, medium release. The snare stays dominant without turning the vocal down manually.